Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today's article is, it's a conversation. It's Pat and Laura, and they're kind of discussing what they can do with food in the kitchen. So what can we do with food in the kitchen?
Well, I would say I'm an okay cook. For me, I think the food I make is all right. Like, it's not horrible. It's not horrible to the point where I don't want to eat it.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I can survive on my own. What about you?
Yeah, I think that at least when it comes to vegetarian dishes, I'm a pretty good cook.
You're an expert at that?
I wouldn't say expert, but at least I'm pretty good and I can make good, delicious, varied meals with different things. However, if it comes to adding meat to it, then I'm at a complete loss.
Right.
I have no idea how to cook meat properly.
Exactly, because you don't eat meat.
Exactly.
So it's difficult for you to think about how you should cook it and what people might like.
Yeah, I mean, the best I can say so far is that I've kind of very simply, like, sort of slowly fried pieces of chicken and then put them on nachos. That's the one time I've attempted to cook with actual meat.
Or you can just steam fish. I think that's like the easiest thing to do.
But how do I know when it's done? That's the thing.
Oh, my mom actually taught me this trick.
Okay.
You take chopsticks,
yes,
and you just basically poke a hole through it.
Right.
So if you can poke a hole through the fish, it means that it's been fully cooked.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's a really good trick
for you.
That's a great, useful tip. Let's see if we can learn any more tips in this article. Let's read through and find out what it's all about.
Reading.
Pat shows off his skills in the kitchen. Pat and Laura are playing video games.
Yay! I won again!
Beginner's luck. I'm tired of playing anyhow. Let's make some food.
We should order a pizza. I don't trust your cooking skills.
I watched a famous chef prepare a healthy salad on YouTube. It's really easy to do.
Okay. Let's head to the kitchen and give it a go.
The main ingredients are lettuce, corn, peas, peppers, cheese, and dried cranberries.
What's the first step?
First, we wash the lettuce, tear it into pieces, and put it in a bowl.
All right, then what?
Now we use a spoon to place the other items on top of the lettuce.
What salad dressing should we add?
We don't need one. The corn is really sweet and the cranberries add a sour taste. Plus, this cheese has a salty flavor.
Mmm, it tastes great! What's more, it's packed with vitamins. Good job, Pat!
From now on, call me Chef Pat, okay?
Pat and Laura eat their salads.
All right, so let's take a look at our conversation for today. Here we see a setting, and we see that Pat and Laura are playing video games. Oh, fun.
Okay. And it seems like they're playing video games against each other. It could be a racing game or a fighting game or a sports game where one person wins and the other person loses.
Mm-hmm. And this time Laura says, yay, I won again.
Again.
I think she's pretty good at playing video games then, or maybe she's really good at this game.
Well, Pat doesn't seem to think so. He says, beginner's luck. Okay, so this phrase, beginner's luck, is an interesting one, and we're going to take a short break from this article to find out more about what the phrase means and how we can use it with some conversation examples.
Hey, what are you playing?
Oh, just my new video game, Battle Trolls.
Can I play?
Yeah, but I'll warn you, I'm really good.
Oh, let me try. I won.
What? This can't be possible.
I'm really good.
It's just beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck? I'm just good.
Beginner's luck means you've done really well even if you're not experienced at something.
I see. Beginner's luck is 新手运
Bingo. You just got lucky. Come on, let's play again.
Woohoo! I won again.
Is it possible to have beginner's luck twice?
Man, I really like this game.
So the phrase beginner's luck is used to show that a person won not because of their skill or their experience or their talent, but because they're new to something. And maybe that means they play in a way that might unexpected allow them to win. Maybe they don't realize the mistakes they're making or they don't know what could go wrong, so they play without fear and thinking too much.What the loser is saying here is that the winner got lucky on their first time, and this winning won't last because they have no actual skill. It was only luck. So, to be honest, that's not really a nice thing to say to someone. Beginner's luck just means you're not as good as me, you just got lucky. Because it's, you know, maybe it's just your first time. So, Pat says that, and he then wants to get away from talking about video games. He says...I'm tired of playing anyhow. Let's make some food. Mm. When we say anyhow, it's just another way of saying anyway or basically to change the subject of the conversation.
Yeah, I think maybe Pat is feeling a little bit like a sour grape.
Yeah, we say, yes, sour grapes is when you, another way of saying you're a bad loser. Sometimes you can go, well done, you beat me, you're great, you know, I lost that game fairly. But if you show, if you're a bad loser or you have sour grapes, you're like, nah, you're lucky, you're not as good as me, doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. You feel kind of like jealous as well.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so...Pat says, I'm tired of playing anyhow. When you are tired or to be tired of doing something, this phrase means you no longer want to wait or feel patient in doing something. So, you know, Pat probably just doesn't feel patient playing anymore.
Maybe he's, 'cause he's losing.
Yeah, he's getting tired of losing. So that's why he says he's tired of playing. So, for example, I don't really like waiting in lines.
Okay.
If I need to stand in line for more than 15 minutes for food, especially...then I don't want to wait for it. So I usually say this. I usually say I'm tired of waiting in line, especially if I'm waiting for food.
But that means you will, like, never go to Din Tai Fung because you always have to wait, like, 20 minutes or more.
I try to avoid, like, you know, the
busy
rush
times.
Hour, the busy times.
Fair enough. Okay. So we got some more examples of that?
Yeah, sure. We have, for example, I can say, I am tired of waiting for our food. So if you're at a very, very busy restaurant and you're really hungry, this is something I might say. Or we can also say this, the children are tired of doing their homework. I think a lot of students feel this way, too.
So, Pat wants some food. What does Laura feel about that?
And she says, we should order a pizza. I don't trust your cooking skills.
Well, that's not very nice. She doesn't rate Pat's skills as a video game player or in the kitchen. She says she doesn't trust his cooking skills. To trust someone or something is to believe in the ability...or the reliability of someone or something. You think it's good, you think it's going to work, basically. Laura is saying that Pat's cooking skills aren't good enough and that the food he cooks will be bad, so she doesn't trust them. Trust can also be a noun, in which case it means the belief rather than the action of believing and trusting. Here's an example. I don't trust these directions. I'm going to check...Google Maps. So, in other words, I don't think these directions are good, they're not right, I'm going to check something. We could also talk about trust when we talk about whether you believe somebody and whether they are honest.
Well, sometimes I don't really trust Google Maps as well. Sometimes she gives me all the wrong directions and tells me to go to different places.
It gets difficult when you get into, like, the last few streets. If something's in a kind of a back alley or a side street, sometimes Google can't figure that bit out.
I guess there's some good and bad to having technology sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Laura doesn't trust Pat's cooking skills. She said, let's get a pizza, order it instead. But...、
Mm-hmm. All right, so Pat says, I watched a famous chef prepare a healthy salad on YouTube. It's really easy to do. Okay, so yeah, I think a lot of people nowadays, they like to put a lot of videos on YouTube and they like to share ideas or they like to teach people how to do certain things. And putting these videos up is really popular now. And I think it came from the ideas of blogs.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So before there was YouTube, we had things called blogs where people would basically write a journal or they would write something and then they would share it online for other people to see. However, people have turned these things into videos now. So if you have a video and you have like, and you're talking about maybe like your day-to-day life or if you're teaching something, we call these videos on YouTube's now, on YouTube now called vlogs.
Yeah.
So it's spelled V-L-O-G.
Yeah, video, blog, vlog, basically. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Pat saw a famous chef prepare a salad on YouTube. And yeah, it seems like it could be really easy to do.
Yeah, I would watch a recipe on YouTube if I wanted to know how to cook. It's better to see it being done than just to read it.
Exactly, I agree.
So Laura likes this idea. She says, okay, let's head to the kitchen and give it a go. Give it a go just means to try it, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Next, Pat says, the main ingredients are lettuce, corn, peas, peppers, cheese, and dried cranberries.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, so it's not that bad. I think we can find all of these ingredients in Taiwan, too. So it doesn't sound like anything too difficult. Now, we mentioned the word ingredients or ingredient. And ingredients are the things or the food that you use to make a certain dish or to make a certain type of food. So, for example, if you want to cook fried rice, okay, you might need these ingredients. You would need rice, onions, ham, eggs, corn, and whatever else you like to put in your fried rice. So all these food or all these vegetables you used are called ingredients.
Yep. And one of the ingredients that Pat mentioned is peppers. So technically, peppers are fruits, but they're normally found in the vegetable area of supermarkets. There are also many types of pepper. The larger ones are called bell peppers, and they're usually red, yellow, orange, or green, and they're kind of about the size of a large apple. They're sweet rather than spicy, but on the other end, chili peppers, they can be crazy hot. Mm. They're the longer, thinner ones. So these are usually red, yellow, orange, and green as well. All kinds of pepper have kind of thicker outside skins, but inside they're empty except for the seeds and maybe a little bit of lighter coloured flesh. We don't usually eat the seeds. They're the really hot parts of the chili pepper. So often when you cook a pepper, you'll cut all the outside off and chop it up and sort of throw the seeds in the middle away. Now, you can eat peppers raw in salad, but you can also cook them in many different ways. I believe the word in Chinese is qingjiao.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Pepper is qingjiao.
Mm-hmm. There we go. So one example of how we can use peppers in a sentence is you can stuff these peppers with cheese, rice, and meat.
And what's really funny is I know a lot of people that actually do not like green peppers. It's really strange.
I like them.
I like them too. I think they're okay. All right, next. So Laura wants to learn how to make the salad. So she asks, what's the first step?
Yeah, what do we do first? And Pat says, first, we wash the lettuce, tear it into pieces, and put it in a bowl.
Mm. So the first step, the first thing we need to do is to, of course, we have to wash the vegetables. We don't want, you know, any bugs or dirt in there. And then after we wash the lettuce, we tear it into pieces. Now, tear, this word means, it's a verb and it means to separate or to break apart by pulling it, or you can even cut it as well. So basically you rip it, you split it up quickly or violently. So we don't have to really chop it. We don't have to cut the lettuce. We can just use our hands to break it apart. Let's say you're waiting for a really important letter. Like you maybe applied to a university and you're waiting for a reply, or maybe even wrote a fan letter to your idol. You want to quickly see what the letter says, so you might tear it apart. It means you open it very quickly and you don't really care about how nicely you open it. So maybe the paper, you cannot save it anymore.
Yeah, you just kind of rip it open. You don't carefully do it. It's like, let's get into this quickly.
Yes, I want to know right now. So how can we use tear in a sentence? We can say, the children tore their presents apart on Christmas Day because, of course, they're so excited to see what kind of presents they will get on Christmas.
Yep. So we've got the lettuce done. Laura says, all right, and then what? And Pat says, now we use a spoon to place the other items on top of the lettuce. The word item, this is any individual thing, and we usually use it to mean an item or a thing that's part of a list or part of a set. In this case, an item is the different ingredients, all the foods. So peppers is an item, pea, corn, cheese, they're all different items. In another situation, it could mean other things, like items on a laundry list, my socks, my pants, my shirts, or items on a shopping list to buy, some sauce, some rice, some eggs, some water, some garbage bags, whatever. We could also use it to mean things to discuss. For example, we have one more item to discuss in today's meeting.
Mm-hmm. All right, next, Laura then says, what salad dressing should we add? Right, when you have a salad, you usually put, you know, this tasty thing on top to give the salad more flavor. So this word is called dressing. A dressing is a noun, and it's something you add to the salad. It's a mixture of a lot of different seasonings, a lot of different spices or oil and liquids, and it just makes the vegetables that you put inside the salad taste even better. So it just doesn't taste like a mix of raw vegetables. There's actually, you know, a different kind of taste to it. There are all different kinds of dressings out there. There's, you know, the very classic oil in balsamic vinegar. And then we have like the French dressing, Italian dressing, Caesar salad dressing. So these are all different kinds of flavors you can add onto your salad. Do you have a favorite?
I do like honey mustard.
Oh, yes.
As a salad dressing. Caesar salad dressing is also very good.
Mm-hmm.
Those would probably be my two favorites.
Yeah, for me, I think I like the simple oil and vinegar one. Sometimes it's just I want something really light and refreshing, so I just go for that.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a look at a sample sentence we can say. The chef makes everything by himself, including the dressing for the salad. So that means he doesn't buy the dressing from the store. He makes the dressing with all the raw ingredients, and he puts it together.
Yeah, which is a good way to do it, because then you can make sure there's not too much salt or sugar.
Yes.
You can get your flavor just how you like it. So with this salad, however, Pat says, we don't need one. This salad doesn't need a dressing. The corn is really sweet, and the cranberries add a sour taste. Plus, this cheese has a salty flavor. And I think that makes sense. Cheese has got quite a strong flavor. So if there's cheese in the salad, as well as some dried fruits and these sweet pieces of corn, you don't really need to add much more flavor, because you're going to get a lot of different flavors just from all the ingredients mixed together.
Right, and it sounds delicious too. And then now, after they finished making the salad, Laura tastes it and she says, it tastes great. What's more, it's packed with vitamins. Good job, Pat. Okay, she is really impressed. She likes it. So she says it's packed with vitamins. So when something, to be packed with something, it just means it contains a lot of it. So the salad contains a lot of healthy things like vitamins that are good for your body.
Exactly. Pat then says, kind of proudly, from now on, call me Chef Pat, okay? Remember, chef is a professional cook, and the phrase from something on, often from now on, it just means starting at that time and going forward into the future. So from now on means from this moment and all the times in the future. Instead of now, we could say from next week on, so starting next week, or from next month on, starting next month. It just means from that point, just change the what you do or start doing something in particular.
I think she will. I'm pretty sure she enjoyed it. So she will definitely want to try more of your dishes as well.
Okay.
And then lastly, we see that the conversation ends with Pat and Laura. We see Pat and Laura eat their salads. I'm pretty sure Laura is enjoying her salad.
Super healthy salad.
Chef Pat.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the conversation. So it's now time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question today is going to kind of follow on from our introduction. And the question is, what meals can you cook at home? Are any of these meals healthy? Now, that's, that maybe, you know, reduces the number. Salads are healthy. Mm-hmm. Some of the meals I cook at home, they taste good. But, you know, something like pasta with a lot of cheese,
yum.
It's not super healthy. I mean, it's
but
not
it's
terrible
delicious.
If you don't eat it every day, but mm-hmm. it's not the healthiest one. I would say a lot of the Indian food I cook at home is more healthy because it doesn't really involve a lot of rice. I can often cook it without oil,
mm-hmm.
and it just involves a lot of vegetables and a lot of beans. So that's
Ooh.
Quite healthy stuff.
I want to try some of that.
Okay.
I didn't know you were good at cooking Indian dishes.
Yeah, my grandmother was born there, and I think she introduced Indian cooking into my father's house growing up.
Oh, okay.
And so he then taught me a few things, and I've picked up other things since then. And it's probably my favorite kind of food.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to learn more Indian cooking.
Ooh, Chef Pat. There
yeah,
we go.
Chef Pat. How about you?
For me, I think I cook a lot of like Asian food, like, you know, the usual stir fry Taiwanese stuff and
mm-hmm.
just something really easy, homemade. Also passed down from like, you know, my mom, because like, my mom used to cook a lot.
My mom and dad both cook, so I mm-hmm. learn from both. They have different styles.
Oh, that's so interesting.
My mom like follows a recipe and my dad just makes stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've
He's
kind of
got the natural kind of like, okay, add a little bit
kinda,
of this and
yeah,
that.
Just see what happens. Well, yeah. we could talk about this for longer, but that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pat shows off his skills in the kitchen. Pat and Laura are playing video games.
Yay! I won again!
Beginner's luck. I'm tired of playing anyhow. Let's make some food.
We should order a pizza. I don't trust your cooking skills.
I watched a famous chef prepare a healthy salad on YouTube. It's really easy to do.
Okay, let's head to the kitchen and give it a go.
The main ingredients are lettuce, corn, peas, peppers, cheese, and dried cranberries.
What's the first step?
First, we wash the lettuce, tear it into pieces, and put it in a bowl.
All right, then what?
Now we use a spoon to place the other items on top of the lettuce.
What salad dressing should we add?
We don't need one. The corn is really sweet, and the cranberries add a sour taste. Plus, this cheese has a salty flavor.
Mmm, it tastes great. What's more, it's packed with vitamins. Good job, Pat.
From now on, call me Chef Pat, okay?
Pat and Laura eat their salads.
Vocabulary Review.
Trust. You can trust David. He would never tell anyone your secret. Pepper. Lily doesn't like green peppers, so she'll probably pick them out of this dish. Tear. Rochelle tore a hole in her jeans, so she had to change her pants. Item. That small store sells a number of different items, including notebooks and art supplies. Dressing. The waiter asked Steve if he wanted any dressing on his salad.